That's that guy that you're talking about, I can't remember his name, but I think he teaches, I believe he teaches out at Johnson.
Okay.
University.
That's...
Now, our church used to support Milligan, well, we still do, I guess. But they had to cut back quite a bit because it was expensive taking care of the church, doing the different things, heating and cooling and this, that, and the other. And we had the youth group roaring East End, and they had everything over there. They had air conditioning and lights and heat and all. We asked them if they would pay their share, whatever they used, if they would pay their share on the heating and lighting. And they got kind of huffy about it, and they didn't want to do that. And they had water over there and heat and light and singing instruments and stuff. And so they moved to a building over in Clinton, a Christian church building. They moved over there, and they're doing pretty good over there, I think. They got about 50-some people over there.
Is that the church you go to here?
No, I go to West Village Christian Church.
West Village.
And I've started down there. The reason I know how long exactly I started down there, we've got a guy in church, and his mother went to Milligan, Mary Nelms, and I dated her at the time, too. And,
you dated her at Milligan?
Yeah, at Milligan.
How did you meet her?
Well, she was, how did I meet her?
Yeah.
Well, she was, I knew a lot of the girls. Mm-hmm. So one night we went roller skating. she could skate fairly good, and I could too, but I drank two or three beers before.
Oh.
But I didn't fall or anything, but we skated and had a pretty good time. But then she has a son. His name is Rick Cross, and he went to Milligan too. Mm-hmm. And Rick is an elder in our church. And I asked him, I said, Rick, how old are you? And I believe he said 48. And I said, well, the reason I'm asking, I said, when I first came to church here, I said, we were meeting down in an electrician's hall down there. And I said, then we came up to your house and we stopped to see Mary and Rice Cross, his father. We stopped to see them, and I said, you were about a year and a half old, and you were going around carrying a milk thing in your hand and had a diaper on. And I said, so if you're 48, I said, I must have been coming to church over here because we were over in Knoxville, we'd come over here to church. And I said, I've been coming over here to church for about 46 or 47 years. But we had to cut back when we'd send money to Milligan, but we had to cut back on it because that 50 of those people left the church with the young group, you know, mm-hmm. and all, and we didn't have as much money coming in. And then we've had a lot of trouble with the sprinkler system leaking and messing things up, and we just had a lot of expense that way.
There's always maintenance for keeping a church.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We've
got a pretty nice church.
It's great.
Yeah, pretty nice.
And you're still going to the West?
Yeah.
What was the name of that church again?
West Village Christian Church.
West Village Christian Church.
And my job for about 20 years down there was to take care of the landscaping. Mm-hmm. And people would die, and they'd say, buy a plant for my mother. They give me, say, $15. They buy a nice plant for my mother and set it out somewhere. And I would. And about all the trees down there, I know who they're dedicated to. My mother's got a real pretty tree down there. It's a Japanese green leaf. It's Japanese green leaf. It's a Japanese maple kind of umbrella shaped with green leaves. And that one out there is a red leaf out there. They get bigger, but hers is little. It's about 8 or 9 feet tall, but it's just real pretty. Then every tree down there, I can point to them, I know who it's dedicated to.
Mm-hmm. Well, so like when Milliken stopped the football team in 1950, what happened to your football scholarship then, or how did you continue?
How did I continue?
Like,
the way I continued, I went over to East Tennessee State to see if I could play over there. And they wouldn't let me play. They ruled me ineligible to play football. But I went ahead and graduated over there. Because mm-hmm. The fourth year, I was trying to get in over there. And I went ahead and enrolled so I could maybe be able to a football team. But they wouldn't let me play for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But we played them one time. And it ended up nothing.
Milliken against ETSU's team?
Yeah, okay. Nothing. That's when that guy told me he'd give me $50 if I would knock Jack Vest out of the quarterback, if I'd take him out of the game. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to take him out. But they liked to take me out.
Because you were going to school at Milliken initially for, what was your major at Milliken?
I was majoring in phys ed. I was going to coach. Mm-hmm. And then I found out you couldn't make any money in phys ed and coaching. In fact, I went to work down right outside of Atlanta. It's 20 miles west of Atlanta town over there. It's where Leslie's mother-in-law died yesterday, and that's where they lived out over there. I went down there, and I was working down there, and working on in the powerhouse, I'd run pretty regular every day after I get off from work, and I went over there to the college. I asked them if there's a track around there anywhere. They said, "Yeah, the college right over there." I went over there and the gate was locked on the track, and I walked over and was trying to get in the gate. I mean, I just wanted to go in and look around, and a guy came over there. And we got to talking. He's very nice. You know? He said, how long did you want to run? And I said, well, I don't want you to stay here a long time after while I run. And I said, I'd kind of like to run a couple of hours. And he said, all right. And I got through running. He came over there. He said, how would you like to be our track coach? I said, well, I'm not certified in this state. I said, I don't live in this state. But I said, this is a nice town. It was a nice town down there. And he said, well, I'd like for you to take our track team, be in charge of our track team. I said, no, I just couldn't do it. I'm not certified to do that. And he said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I keep this track locked. And he said, I'm going to let you borrow a key so you can come over here and run anytime you want to.
Oh, wow.
and I said, no. I said, I really appreciate it. But I said, somebody might break in or break the lock or something like that. I said, I wouldn't want to do that. Well, he said, this key also fits in there. And said, you can go in there. They got a whirlpool bath in there, and you can wash your ankles and feet and stuff in there and all that stuff. And I said, no, I wouldn't go in there at all for that. I said, so then that night, I hadn't been there. That was the first day I was there. Then that night, we were working the night shift. That night, I went over there, and we had guards there, and one of them was a guard. And I gave him a handful of peanuts. He said, thank you. And he said, what have you been doing today? And I said, well, I told him I went over to that place and tried to run, and I said, he was real nice. I said, he offered me a key and all that. But then this guard said, well, just go up to the city there and said, they've got a track up there. I said, well, I didn't even know they had. I didn't even know where the city is. They call it the city something or other. And then I said, I didn't know they had it. And he said, yeah. So after that, we went over to the city, and they also had a place in there where they lift weights and this, that, and other. And this guy that was with me, he was a welder, and he couldn't run real good, but he could be fairly good. When I took him over and I got him running, and then that evening when we went to work, we worked on night shift, we had to crawl up a ladder. His legs were sore, he couldn't hardly get up a ladder. And then he welded one side of the pipe, and he was a real good welder. And I wasn't much a good welder. I could daub around a little bit, but I wasn't too good. And I said, well, come over here and get this out. And he said, I can't, my legs are too sore. And I said, well, hand that over here, I'll weld it. And I welded it, and he looked at it. The next night he crawled up on my side, the ladder. And he looked at it and he said, ha, 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 ha. He said, that looks like a big old lazy worm crawled up through there. And so he said, I'll cover it up. And he covered up if he could weld. Look, you know, but I never could weld very good.
While you were a student at Milligan, like, did you have like a favorite like student hangout, or like what would you do off campus at Milligan? Or
off campus?
Yeah.
We'd go into a movie every now and then and stuff like that, and we could play tennis. I could play a little bit of tennis. I wasn't real good, but I could play fairly good. And had table tennis. I could play that pretty good. Because we had that in, we had a YMCA there, and I learned all that. Learned to bowl, we bowled there. I set up pins. Cost 10 cents a frame to bowl. That cost, I don't know what it cost, a dollar and a half, I guess. Anyway, cost 10 cents a bowl, and let's see what it was. Well, and we had a tennis court out there, and we learned to play tennis. And we also had, you never have heard of these, but we had duck pens. We had regular.
They're called duck pens?
We had regular bowling pens, though. And then we had another alley over there just bowled duck pens. And they were little pens about that big and had a rubber gasket around them. And didn't have any holes in the ball, and you got to throw about three times, I believe. The ball was about as big as a grapefruit, and you'd throw it. And you never could get a strike harder because the balls, you hit them balls and they just, you couldn't hardly get all the ball pins knocked down at one time. But then they also had regular, but where we set up pins, like I say, it cost 10 cents to bowl. I don't know what we paid down here to bowl. It's about a dollar and a half, I think, something like that. But those pins, that we said we got a cent and a half a game to bowl. That was back in the 30s, and nobody hardly, they didn't know how to bowl, or they didn't know, they had a thing there in the YMCA, but some of them kind of learned to bowl, and the women could bowl pretty good because they bowled easier. The men thought you just supposed to throw real hard at it.
He still bowls. Oh,
yeah. So
yeah.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, they didn't know how to make a ball hook. They didn't know nothing about it. But we were down there and we didn't have much protection. And then though, some of them big guys, they just throw real hard and the tins would splatter and they'd fly out over us and sometimes hit us.
Oh.
And we just had a little board about not much higher than that to hide behind. We'd hide behind them guys that throw real hard. The women would get more pins than they would. They just didn't know it, but they just throw real hard. They'd just splatter pins here and there, but they couldn't hardly ever get a strike. And they didn't know anything. They didn't have any technique at all.
No technique.
But they learned as time went by. But the end of the week, we'd make about a dollar and a half. Especially if they had a tournament or something, we'd make $2 or $3 if they had a tournament, because they'd be bowling day and night. And we'd just hang in there with them. And we'd get $3, we'd think we'd hog heaven.
One of Milligan's traditions was the May Day festival with the maypole. Do you have any memories of being at May Day?
I didn't get involved in that.
Cause we have some photos of during that time that you would have been on campus, and I just didn't know if you went. Yeah, because do you have any fond memories of an event at Milligan or just some memories that you still have?
Yeah, well, I enjoyed it there. We had a swimming pool down there. Mm-hmm. They had a bowling alley down there.
At the Cheek Gymnasium?
Yeah, had a bowling alley down there. And some of the girls went out and set up pins for us. They couldn't bowl. And I wouldn't throw real hard because I didn't want them to splatter the bowl around and hit them, because I'd been hit with those pins before. But you don't have to throw real hard. You just have to know. You have to know where to stand and what spot to throw at. Because there's arrows out there. You can't hardly see them, but they'll be out there. You have to look real careful. And I throw at that arrow, and if it hooks too much and goes in front of them, then I throw it past that arrow. So you get it down there to get it into the pocket. And that's where once you get into the pocket, you're going to get strikes. But I'm not a real good bowler. We've got some good bowlers over there. Some of them average over 200, and I average 160 maybe.
Well, having your major, your interest of physical education, I bet you spent a lot of time around Cheek Gymnasium.
Yeah.
Was there any other place on campus that you like to spend some time?
Well, we played tennis there. Have a tennis court there, and had a ping pong table there. Played ping pong, and we had one guy named Meek Robinette. He was, I believe, he was a sophomore when I was there, and he went into service in the Army, and went to Italy, and they had a ping pong table tennis thing over there, and he won the championship. He was good. It's hard to beat. We had some good ping pong players there. They'd gang up and bet on it too. We'd bet on it.
All bet. did you ever spend some time with Deward Walker on campus?
I liked Deward real well, and I liked Deward, and I liked Blondie too. And
his wife Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn. I liked her, and they were both real nice, always. The last time I saw him was up there. I took Marty up there. He's 63 years old now. I took him up there, and he's about 9 at that time. And I was talking to Blondie and Deward, and Marty could hear him up there playing basketball, and he wanted to go up there, and I told him to go ahead because he wanted to go up there and play with him, I guess. They said, "Does he like to play basketball?" And I said, "Yeah, he's pretty good at it." And they said, "Well, tell him to come to Milligan and play ball." And
Marty's your oldest son?
Yeah.
Marty's oldest son.
Yeah.
Did Marty go to Milligan?
No, he went to the University of Tennessee. Graduated over there. Mm-hmm. He's an architect. And he gets paid real good. And when they tear a building down around here, they'll take a block building, his job is to determine where to put the brick and try to find out if there's any radiation on anything, and has to determine where that goes. And sometimes they send it out west and put it in a big cavern out there. And then he has to get all the equipment out of there. And if it's got radiation in it, he has to know where to send it. And they have to clean it up and all that sort of stuff. And then they have to take chip hammers, chip hammers, and tear up all the concrete in the building. It may be that thick. Then he's got to nowhere to send that concrete, that building. They do something, they dump, they bury it somewhere just to get rid of it. And then then the concrete that he tears up, that they have to tear up, they tear it up and they haul it off, and he has to know where they want to send it and all that. And he knows all that. And then they tear the busted concrete up, all the concrete, take it off. Then they plow the ground up, mm-hmm. and plant grass there. And that's after they tear everything down, everything's gone. So when they get through, it's just a grassy area there, about an acre of grass there. And that way they get rid of the contamination and all that stuff.
Be careful with that.
Because some of those buildings are fully contaminated. They have to wear a mask while they're tearing up everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice to have them close here.
Yeah, they wear a mask and they wear a dosimeter. And that tells them how much radiation they're getting. Every now and then they have to peep in that dosimeter and see how much radiation they're getting. If they get a dose, what they call a dose, they pull them out of there. Mm-hmm. They don't let them get more than a dose.
You mentioned that you know some people from Milligan that go to your church. Do you have other friendships that you've still have with people from that you know from Milligan?
Yeah, like that guy Rick Cross, his mother goes to Milligan there all the time, mm-hmm. and seem like there's somebody else went there. I'm not sure, but.
Rich's mother was Mary?
Rick, R-I-C, I believe it was. Rick Cross, and his mother, her name is Mary. And her husband, her husband went there, his name is Rice Cross, and he was in these, his picture's in these mm-hmm. books.
In the 1948 Buffalo here?
Yeah, I guess.
Excuse me, I'm gonna step back out into the garden.
I can hardly recognize these people. Unless it's...
Do you think Rice was in, was a freshman when you were a freshman?
Was I what?
Do you think Rice was a freshman when you were a freshman at Milligan?
No, I was a freshman. When they were sophomores,
mm-hmm.
and so anyway, let's see if I just thought I might see them in there. There's Janie Cross.
Oh, okay.
She married a guy that his daddy had a place there where he made blocks, concrete blocks.
Is that
and she lived in Ford Town, where Ernie Ford lived over there. Tennessee Ernie Ford lived.
Oh yes, yeah. And that's Rice's sister? Is that Rice's sister or?
No, that's Janie. Janie Cross. I believe this. Who that is? I'm pretty sure it is. Janie Cross. And yeah, I know all of these boys. I think most of these over here are a little ahead of me. I'm over here at this riffraff. Oh, he died about 3 months ago. He lived at Mountain City.
What's his name?
Nelson Gray.
Nelson Gray.
And he and I are good friends, and every time I'd go to, we used to like to go this lady that I dated, we'd drive up to she liked to go to Boone, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And she's a good singer. we get up there one time and we got a, there's a park right there, a big park, and there's a, they were playing the music up there, guitar music and all that stuff, and singing, and she got up there singing, and she's a real good singer. And they...
Janice Johnson?
Johnson, yeah. Janice Johnson. And she's the one that ran up there at Abingdon. When they said all the singers come on up here, she thought there'd be anybody that could sing. And, oh, she went running up there, and then the regular singers they already had picked out, they came up. And she had to leave, and oh, she was aggravated. Oh. Yeah, I know about all these guys. I still remember the name, but he lived in Mountain City.
Nelson.
Real good guy, and he died about 4 months ago.
Oh.
Nelson Gray. And I think he was a year ahead of me.
That's a sophomore.
Sophomore, yeah, he was a year ahead of me. And I know these are the Hagee boys. I know, and that's he was real funny. That's I can't think of the name of that.
That's Nelson. Thomas Hay or
Kermit.
Oh, this is Kermit. Oh, you're right. Yeah, is that Kermit Brown?
Kermit. Let's see.
Kermit.
See, that last name won't sound right.
Because Hall.
His first name is Kermit, I know that.
Kermit Hall?
Yeah, Kermit Hall.
Oh, okay.
I knew his first name was Kermit.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of funny. He was from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
He was real funny. And he had a lot of funny things. He was a pretty smart guy, too. Yeah, I know. I remember all these people. These were Hagee brothers, and that's Kermit Hall.
So who are the Hagee? The Hagen
brothers? Yeah, Hagee brothers. I think they're. I believe they're brothers. Yeah.
The Hagee brothers.
And one of them used to go with Mary Cross pretty steady.
Oh, okay.
Let's see if I see anything over here that's worth looking at. This. I still don't see that picture.
We're
beside that water wheel. Yeah, that's the Deward and Blondie.
The King and Queen of May Day. Queen of May.
There's Jenny. Mm-hmm. Jenny Ford. From over in Fordtown.
Oh, Jenny Cross?
Jenny Cross, oh, yeah. Fordtown. And this girl was a very pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her name.
Ann Von Cannon,
yeah. And Janie Cross. Grace Lang. Grace Lang was a pretty girl, and she went with a guy, and he was a good-looking guy. Mm-hmm. His name was Bill Fortune. I don't see him in here anywhere. But
Bill Fortune?
Yeah. He and his family were all, there's three boys, they were all real good looking. But they, Something was wrong. He married Mary Lou Charles. And Mary Lou Charles' brother died. And Bill and Mary Lou, her brother was a dentist down in Daytona Beach. They drove down, they lived up in North Carolina somewhere. And they drove down there. They got down to a city before you get to Daytona Beach, Jacksonville. Got to Jacksonville, and they got confused, and they turned around, went back home, drove back home, and didn't go to the funeral. And somehow or another, they both died pretty soon after that.
Oh.
Mary Lou. Mm-hmm. Mary Lou didn't go to Milligan, but Bill did. And
that's sad.
I don't know. Is there another? There's another.
Oh, let's see. This says the Watagan. That's
the Watauga.
That's not the buffalo.
This is Watauga.
Is this a college yearbook?
Is that what?
Is this a college, another college?
I don't know.
School day memories.
Let's see. I don't know what that is.
This is a note from Betty Stone. Ruth, it's to Ruth.
Oh, to Ruth.
Is this maybe a high school?
Remember all those games and parties. Those were the good old days. Here's hoping for many more. Betty Stone, yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, this must be a high school. This is probably a high school.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like her right there.
Over here?
I believe it's her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a high school thing, though.
Because where was she from? Where was Ruth?
Where is she from?
Yeah.
Johnson City. She lived east of Watauga.
Okay. So, Watauga.
You know where there's a... Well, you might not know where it's at, but anyway, there's a place out there where they make the hot water heaters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's right down. You know where the fire department's at? In East Watauga?
In Watauga?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one house between the fire department. There's a house there that Ruth's uncle did live in. I don't know who lives it now. But then the next house is a two-story house. And that was what... When Ruth's parents died, they left the house to her house. Then there's a garage apartment out there, you know. And Gary takes care of that now. He gets $845 a month rent for the house, $450 for the garage apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the garage apartment fixed up pretty nice. Had good air conditioning. Good. He put in good air conditioned heaters and everything, and all that. And they took the guy. There's a guy lives by himself out in the apartment, and they took him a combination washer and dryer out there and hooked it up for him, because he's real good to pay his rent.
Okay, I'm glad that's working out well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know much about this Watauga, except I see a lot of. People in here that went to Science Hill High School, and they some of them went on to Milligan, because mm-hmm. it was easy to, if you lived in Johnson City, it was an easy trip back to Fort Milligan.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to stay in a dormitory, they just drove back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Because when you stayed at Milligan, did you live on campus?
Yeah. All the football players stayed in where they got that bowling alley down there above. We stayed up above there.
Off Cheek?
Yeah.
So you lived in Cheek, Genesee?
Yeah, I lived in Cheek. Oh. We had to. That's where they made us stay. Which is all right. I didn't care.
To keep an eye on all the football players. Yeah. Do you have any other memories that you want to share about Milligan? Or any?
Well, one time we had a guy there named Boy Hodges. He was he taught social science or something like that. He was a Greek, and his wife was a Greek too. They both came, both of them were real nice though, but he was all those Greeks liked to wrestle, and he liked to wrestle with us. We'd be out there and wrestle with him. But anyway, one time he got a bunch of us together, and he said, there's a farmer over there, and said, he's cutting wheat. He said, we need to go over there and help him. And so we all went over there and we helped him. It was hot. And we helped him a lot. He liked that. I mean, he wanted us to go help him, so we did that.
Was that
football team? And where we lived when I first went over to Milligan, mm-hmm. we didn't live in either of the brick buildings. We lived in a big old white farmhouse up there. And they just stuck cots here and there and everywhere, and we lived there in.
I don't want to interrupt, but I'm going to have to pick my granddaughter up to take her somewhere about 2. So, and it's almost 1.
Hey, we need to go eat.
I know. Okay. If we're going to eat, we're going to have to go.
Okay.
Let's go eat and then we'll come back.
I'll stop it here. So.
Oh,